Welcome to Buddy Speak.
It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This is so dumb. I mean, like, why are we even doing this on Christmas? Like, you know what I'm gonna have to do? I'm gonna have to get up on Christmas and upload this on Christmas. But you know what? We're doing it because last week
we love our four viewers.
Because
out there.
Yeah, because last week I had to poop like really bad.
That's why it's only like 27 minutes.
Yeah, and I really could not hold it in, and I guess we were like tired of doing Buddy Speaks that day, so we didn't.
We did like, I don't know, maybe like two.
Yeah, something. We did like two, but
one and a half.
Okay, here's what I want to start out. Here's what I want to start out by doing. I haven't told you about this, Channon.
Oh Lord!
I was looking up stuff online, right, and I found something that I want us to do over the microphone because I thought this would be great. Okay, you ready? Ready? This is we're gonna test ourselves. Okay, we're gonna test ourselves.
Test what?
All right, I'm about to show you. Okay,
show me.
It's a quiz. Okay.
Oh Lord.
This quiz says 40 important questions you should totally ask your BFF.
God.
Okay. And we're gonna start out with
this
number.
Is a test like
no,
like,
it's just
how good we know each other or something.
No, it's just it's not a test. It's just like. Discussion. It's just like question.
Okay.
Okay, Channon. Number one.
Okay.
And I'll answer vice versa if you want me to. What was the name of the first person you ever had a crush on? Why did you like them?
I ever had a crush on?
Oh, yeah.
Lord. I don't know.
Ever in the history of ever. I know mine. And I know. Yeah.
I know mine. Okay. I was in kindergarten.
Okay.
All right. I think her name was like Samantha or something. And she was actually the one who took the monkey bars away from our school because she was on the monkey bars and she fell off and she broke her arm.
Wasn't that the one with like the big head?
Samantha like left after first grade.
Okay, that you didn't answer my question. That doesn't. I asked her if she was the one with the big head.
I don't know.
Because, like, I looked in
There's lots of people with
okay,
big
anyway,
heads.
I don't mind.
But no, no.
Okay.
No, I know you're talking about, but no. That no.
Oh. Okay.
No.
I literally asked you, is she the one with the big head? Yeah, she was with us since first grade.
What? No. No, she left, like, after, like, a year later or so.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, my first crush.
I think that was her name, Samantha.
All right, that's great, okay. Well, my first crush, her name was Ryan, and I specifically remember. Ooh. Yeah, yeah. I specifically
it's like
remember
dating yourself.
I remember, yeah.
It's
incest.
Not.
No, it's not. No, that's not what that is. That's like something totally different. Anyway, yeah, maybe I don't know. Anyway, I remember we had like a square dancing thing in PE or something, and I remember like I wanted to be partners with her, and I think she wanted to be partners with me.
Her name was Ryan.
Yeah, her name was Ryan.
It's a dude.
No, it's not a dude. It wasn't a dude.
You dated
I've known
yourself.
Two girls that's named Ryan.
You dated yourself.
I didn't date. You know what? Next question, okay?
No, no. Tell me the story.
Okay, so like we were like trying to be partners, and I remember. Here's how I remember it. Okay, I remember reaching out my hand to be like, be my partner, and I remember her reaching out her hand, but like someone ripped us away from each other.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
You could have married her.
Merry Christmas, everybody. No. No, I don't want to marry her. She probably like, ooh, there's this one girl in my class, like, and like Miss.
We're not gonna get through 40 questions.
It's no, that's perfect. That's perfect. It's gonna be long enough. It's gonna be great, and you're gonna be like, whoa, we've done so much. Okay, so there's this one girl. Her name was Kayla, and like, did you ever have this like girl that was like obsessed with horses at your school? Like every.
One girl.
Okay, it's one girl. Like that's like, I have two horses, and I like. That's how she was. That's how she was. She's like, I have two horses. Her names are Bucky and Peanut. Like
JoJo
and Peanut and JoJo.
Peanut.
Peanut and JoJo, and yeah, I ride them at my. And she did like horse noises.
Yes, and at recess they gallop around.
Yeah, they. Oh my gosh. They gallop around and they're like, like she would be like, I can't even do it. She would be like, But it'd be like,
they try to be neigh.
Like, I'd be like, you're hurting your throat. Like, she'd be like, ah! Like, that's it wouldn't sound like that's a horse.
Not the noise a horse would ever make.
Unless it was being shot at or something. Oh, why are you shooting me? My neck! Like, that's horrible. Okay, next question.
Shot at.
Okay, this is a good. This is okay. Number two. Number two. What is one thing you regret having done or not done in your life?
Oh Lord.
Yeah, that's a pretty deep one. This can get deep. It doesn't have to be funny.
I don't know. Honestly, I can't think of one that's like
nothing. I'm the quarterback, son.
Shut up. That's all I'm saying. Probably take the ACT test again.
Did you want to take that again?
All right. After I took it my second time, I signed up for it three more times and never went to them. I spent legit like...
Why?
Because two times, there was something I had to do. I forgot what the third time was. Oh, no, okay. I signed up two times, and I didn't go two times because of something that was in the way.
That's... So you wanted to take an ACT again?
I would never, ever want to, but you probably just, should have.
You know you need... Yeah. Okay.
At least one more time to see if I would have gotten to get a better one, a better score.
Yeah. I don't know about me. I don't regret breaking up with Abby the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I do, because...
Well, you're kind of pressured by, like, four to five guys.
No, not that time. Like, the real time.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, okay. So, okay.
Dude, you put me in a spot I did not want to be in.
What happened? I don't
know. You called me. The first thing you said...
Oh! I'm going to do it.
The first thing you said, do you trust me or something like that?
Oh my gosh, it's coming back. Yeah, do you trust me? And I was like,
no, hey. You said, will you support me no matter what? I was like, it I legit just go, it depends. What are you doing?
And I was like, you said, are you shooting horses right now? I don't support you at all if you're shooting horses.
No, but I go, it depends. You go, just say yes. I go,
oh my gosh, Ryan, I remember that. Holy
tell me.
Crap.
You go, just say yes. I go, okay, yes. You go, okay. You hung up the phone. Then you call me about 45 minutes later. You go, I've made a mistake. I was like, what did you do? You go, I broke up with Abby. I go, Ryan! You call me when I was in the middle of watching the World Series.
No, weren't you watching, like, Avatar or something?
The World Series, dude.
Okay.
I would remember that day.
You would remember that day, okay.
And then I was like, well, tell you made a mistake. You were like, I already did.
Yeah,
I did. And she said no.
I did. That was, like, the worst. Oh, my gosh. That was horrible. I remember the night that it happened. I was in my living room, and I was like, Mom.
Wait.
And she was like.
Tell me why.
What?
You never explained why.
Okay, here's why. I don't know what came over me. Like, I literally don't know, but I was like, I think I have to break up with Abby.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it was for, like, I don't know. I just felt like, I don't know. Which is weird. Like, I felt like something was, like, telling me to. But, obviously, well, maybe something was. Because maybe if I didn't, we wouldn't be together today. And that's what I was trying to get into, like, okay, let me tell you the story about, so I was in my living room, right, and Reed had his friend over, and, I was like, yeah, Mom, I broke up with Abby, and you know, you say something, and you think you're gonna get a reaction from the other person, you expect them to react a certain way.
Wait, so you're talking to who? Your brother?
My mom and my dad. I remember my mom. And I was like, and I expected her to say, Ryan, it's okay. It's okay, Ryan. It's okay. You know, things go. But she said, what? Why did you do that? Like, she was legitimately upset at me. And I began to weep. Yeah. And she was like, and I was literally backed up in a corner. She was like, call her back now. Call her back right now. She was like, you're never going to get a girl like her again. Ever. Call her back right now. And so I did. And she was, and Abby was like, yeah, I think we do need, like, you know, some time and everything. And I was like, she did. She said no. She said no, Mom. And she was like, you ruined it. You ruined it. I was like, what the heck is going on? And I was, like, crying and, like, screaming. Like in the corner. Like, it was the worst. I was like, ah! Like,
you ruined your life.
It was a young man weeping in the corner.
It was a young prepubescent man weeping.
And then Reed and his friend were, like, peeking over, like, dude, this is crazy, man. Like, I'm one of their stories now, so that's great,
dude.
But, you know, if we haven't have broken up, maybe we wouldn't be together today, because, you know...
Nah, you probably would have.
Oh, well, okay, look. That breakup made me realize how important she was to me, I guess. How important she was in my life. I know that's... Nah. What? That breakup made me realize what I didn't, you know, what I didn't have. Like, you don't know what you have until it's gone. And, yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty heartfelt.
Oh.
Oh, excuse you.
Oh, excuse me. Okay.
Number three. Which parent do you identify with the most?
Do I identify? What do you mean?
Like that you...
That I like the most?
No, like that you think that you are most like.
Oh, Lord. My dad, definitely.
Yeah, my dad, too. Next question.
I don't think there's a story behind that. Okay, this is... Okay.
What do you think... Number four. What do you think you cook or bake the best?
Cookies.
I've had your cookies.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I haven't had your cookies.
You have.
No, I haven't.
Like, 2 weeks ago.
Huh?
Remember, like, the night before we left to go back to college?
No, I don't remember that.
We were all at Taylor's house.
I don't think I had a cookie.
We were all baking them.
Yeah, I didn't have one.
You didn't have one?
No, I left. Remember, I think we left. Okay, anyway, mine's macaroni.
Not when we were baking them.
Okay. No, yeah. I remember, like, beating the egg and stuff or whatever. Anyway. Mine's macaroni and cheese and spaghetti. I think I do those pretty well.
Oh, I do eggs pretty well.
Oh, you know what? You do eggs and you do turkey bacon. We did. Me and you remember? Yeah. You remember when we made that like breakfast that one time?
Dude, that was really good.
Out of our resources that we had,
we were like, "Oh, there's nothing good here."
And then we were like, "You know what?
We made a pretty good breakfast.
We're gonna buckle down and we're gonna make a breakfast. And
we made a good breakfast.
We only had like turkey bacon. We made it work.
I know.
We made it work. Oh, this is a good. Okay,
fake bacon.
I'm interested in this question number five. If you could change your first name, what would it be? No, oh. I think, no. Here's what we should do. We should answer for each other. Like,
okay.
What do I look like most, and what do you look like most, and then what we could change our names to. You know?
What do so you what, look
what,
most?
Yeah, what do I look like most?
I think you could pull off a...
If you say Spencer, I swear.
No, you don't.
I've gotten three Spencers before.
Have people just looked at you like, hey, Spencer? Like,
no,
they just talked to you like you're Spencer?
You look like a Spencer. And I'm like, that's insulting for some reason. Like,
that's terrible.
That's terrible. Please don't call me Spencer. But if you had a name, I think it'd be like, you definitely start with a...
You'd pull off a Jonathan.
Jonathan? I could. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's very general, but okay. You have a very unique name, so it's like, what do you look like? I think you're a B name, not a Bruce, because that's kind of like, but like, not a Billy either, because Billys are stupid, yeah. So sorry. But
probably offended a lot of Billys out there.
Yeah, I offended that they're never going to listen to this anyway. You know what, I could see you as a Bill.
A Bill?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It's so typical.
Okay, you named me Jonathan, the most typical name on the planet.
No, the most typical names on the planet are Bill, Bob, and Joe.
Okay. Now it's time. What would you change your name to if you could? Or would you just be chanting?
Like, my dad... Alright, so, like... I like my name because I have no idea anyone else who knows my name. Or I'm sorry. I like your name, too. I'm sorry, who has my name. But my dad was... when like, before I was born, he wanted to call me Boston.
I could see you as a Boston.
And my middle name was going to be Marcus.
Boston Marcus.
Ring a bell?
Sounds a little like McDonald's.
Really?
Boston Market. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Did you think I was being serious?
No, of course not.
Oh, okay, good. I was really worried.
I knew your sarcastic personality.
Okay.
And then before that, my sister, he wanted to call her... she had London. Like they had London figured out. But he wanted her middle name to be Bridget. London Bridget. As in London okay. Bridges no, falling
if,
down.
If your name was... If you were named Boston Marcus, I think the respect level for your dad would go up like 10 points. I think that's hilarious.
I think I wouldn't be talking right now. Because my entire childhood would be ruined by people bullying me.
What's up, Boston Marcus? That's pretty funny, though.
Let's go eat at your favorite place, huh?
Huh?
Your name?
Let's go to Boston Marcus for lunch.
For lunch.
For lunch. Okay. If I had a name, I'd probably change it to, like, Charlie or something.
Charlie?
Yeah. What? Whatever. Okay. Number six, can you hula hoop?
No.
I figured I can on certain occasions. Number seven. What embarrasses you the most in front of other people?
Farting.
Yeah.
That's always a good one.
I would say so. I would say so. Yeah.
Dude, what if a girl farted in class?
What do you mean?
That would be rough.
I'm sure a girl has farted in class.
No. But, like, there hasn't been one where, like... you hear it, like... You just farted.
Oh, my farts are bad, dude. My farts suck.
Remember when we were laughing in speech class and I farted and it made me laugh
more? Oh my gosh! This is the funniest story. Okay, so Channon, no, you tell it, because I don't... Oh my god!
I actually don't remember.
Okay, so we were in speech class. And you were holding in a fart. And you were laughing really hard about something, and then you farted in front of everybody.
I threw my head back and went, and you looked at me and you go,
and then I start dying, and then you're like doing that, I'm embarrassed laugh.
I was
like,
trying to laugh with them.
But we were laughing directly at you.
Yeah.
So it was very hard to.
Yeah, I was like, hey, yeah, it's funny, I farted. Trying to say, yeah, I'm the jokester.
Oh, man, that was hilarious.
Oh, God, this is going to be around school everywhere.
Nobody cares about your farts. No, but my farts are, like, coming out of my butt, they're literally, like,
ew.
Like, they're, like, silent, and then I'm, like, I make this face where I'm, like, oh, it's coming, you guys better, like, I don't say anything, but I'm, like, please don't smell, like, please just go in my nostrils only. Because some people like the smell of their own farts. And I'm one of those people.
I think...
You know, it's the smell of me. You know?
It's not that you like it. It's that you can handle it.
Because you know what you're capable of. No, but it's because it's your stench.
Wait, you know? Like your farts?
You know...
What?
I think I do. I think every time I fart, I'm just like... That's me.
That's disgusting.
I'm not like, ugh, get it away. I'm like, I can embrace it, man.
Well, yeah, you can embrace it because, like, something with, like, anatomy or whatever, that, like your body's, like, apparently it's, like, used to it or something.
Yeah, I guess so. It's like, yeah, I get grossed out with armpits, but not like mine, you know? That's nothing to do with it.
Next question.
Okay, have you considered running for president?
No.
Me neither. Okay. Number nine. If you could choose one thing you are most passionate about, well, next question.
What?
No, we're not doing that one. That one's stupid. Yes. Actually, no, you know what? We're doing all 40. If you had to choose one thing...
we're going to run out of time.
If you had to choose one thing you were most passionate about, what would it be and why? What are you most passionate about, Jillian?
I don't know.
Is it like... is that a toughie?
I like video games.
That's a hobby, but yeah. Yeah, Morty. We've been watching Rick and Morty. If you haven't seen that show, don't watch it. It's pretty horrible. Yeah. But
there's like a lot of 11-year-olds listening to this.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine.
It's okay.
It's our demographic anyway.
All right.
Morty. What most Morty. Sorry, that was too much. Most passionate about. What do you think I'm most passionate about?
Acting.
I think you're most passionate about right now, probably Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Taylor. I'm passionate about Abby, too.
Yeah.
And acting. That's a good... Yeah.
Next question.
Okay. Who are you most envious of, real or fictional, and why? Mine's Tom Sawyer. I hate that guy.
Why?
I'm just kidding. It just said real or fictional, so I felt like... Who am I most jealous of? Spider-Man. I wish I could be Spider-Man.
Honestly, Batman. Because, dude, he's freaking rich. And he's, like, ripped. And he could beat up, like, literally 10,000 people without being damaged.
Oh, my God.
Like, he doesn't even have to go to a doctor. Like, he's just like, you know what? If I just stand in this corner over here, I'll heal, and then I'll go beat up some more guys.
Yeah, that's just in the video game, but okay.
Okay, video game Batman. There you go.
Okay. Still
fictional.
Number 11. Where is the most beautiful place on Earth, and why?
Texas, because I live in it.
Oh, that's really great, man.
I'm joking.
Okay, I would say... I know Colorado. That's what I was going to say.
Colorado. Next question.
All right. Okay.
Because snow and mountains.
Yeah. Okay, number 12. Are ghosts real?
Define ghosts.
Okay.
Demons, yes.
Yeah, demons. I would say, yeah, demons are definitely real, which is messed up. Why are demons a thing, man?
I don't know, dude.
Why are demons a thing, man? I don't know, dude. okay, are aliens real? This is a good question.
Wow, that's tough. Because, like, you think of how big...
You know
how big the universe is, you know?
There's got to be something out there. I mean, we found water on Mars.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with people, but, you know, maybe there... Maybe
I'm not going to say, like, aliens. I'm going to say, like, others. Living species.
Say others.
Others living species.
Ooh, that's the others. That'd be a good, like...
The other ones.
The others.
The other guys.
No, that's a movie. That's what Will Ferrell... That's what Will Ferrell... Will Ferrell. The others. Yeah, but it's like... The universe is so big, there's gotta be, like, you know, at least something out there. At least, like, a space like a bug.
Living species, yeah.
Yeah. But maybe there's, like... Maybe they're literally, like, just like us, but just on a different planet.
That'd be weird.
That would be really weird. How old is the most expired item in your fridge? That's not a good question.
I don't know
that either.
Like 2013.
Are your feet the same size? I sure hope so.
Are our feet the same size?
Yeah.
No. What I have size 14.
Oh, I thought it meant like... Oh, crap, I'm stupid. I thought it meant... I thought it meant, like, our individual feet.
Oh, like, now my right foot's shorter than my left foot.
Yeah. I don't know if some people have problems with that.
They probably do, actually. Actually, I think it does exist.
Okay, number 16. What is the saddest song you've ever heard? Oh, man, Christmas Shoes.
Christmas Shoes is pretty... It's pretty brutal.
Yeah, it's like, they're talking about, like... like, I want to buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve, and these shoes are just her size.
Next question.
Okay.
What are we on?
What do you, why do you want to finish this so bad, huh?
I don't know. It's like, dude, you think if we did every question for 1 minute, that'd be 40 minutes.
We've skipped some.
We haven't.
Okay. Ooh, here's a good... Wait. How about the sweetest song? What's the sweetest?
The sweetest song?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would say California Girls. Because, like, her music video was, like, focused on candy.
Sweetest.
So, I'm taking that quite literally.
I see.
As sweetest.
All
right. Do you know how to play dominoes? I don't know why that's in there.
I know how to stand up dominoes and push them over.
That's not what dominoes is.
Then no.
Okay, I do, I think. What's under your bed?
What's under?
Yeah.
I don't really have an under.
Me neither. All right, third school. Morty, next question. Have you ever prank called someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course. I prank called my dad one time. That was funny.
Oh my god.
Off someone else's cell number.
Was it fun?
Well, he was like, hello, this is Mark. And I was like...
Hello, this is Gregory.
And he, and like I think I said like three words and he hung up because he knew like something was up.
Oh my... Okay. This is more for like girls, I think. Yeah. 100 kittens or 3 baby sloths?
Ugh. 100 kittens.
Ugh. Better go with 100 kittens. Okay. Are you proud of... Oh. Are you proud of what you're doing with your heart and time right now? What the...
With my heart?
And time.
My heart and time?
Alright, we're going to skip that one. Okay. Number 24. How many bones have you broken?
I've broken... one bone.
Really?
I believe. Actually, I'm not even sure if it was broken, because I didn't go into the doctor and see it.
I've broken, I can't even, okay, so, the wreck broke
three
bones, and then I broke my arm, twice. So I guess 5 bones.
Broke your arm twice.
Yeah, my arms have been, like, through the stuff.
But I think I've broken one, it was my pinky toe.
Huh, this is a good one. Have you ever won anything, big or small? I've won 0 awards, so that's for me.
I've won lots of things.
Yeah, Channon wins everything.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do, man. Yeah, you do.
He's come second in everything.
You're a winner in my book, man.
Thanks, dude.
You've
won my heart.
You know what you've won? My respect.
That's a big one.
That's a big one. If you could buy one material thing and money was not an issue, what would it be? A furnished house. That's what I would buy.
One thing?
One thing.
One thing.
Well, I guess one thing. One thing. Yeah, one thing.
I would say...
a home and car bundle.
Progressive. No, I'd probably say like all the shares of Coca-Cola.
What?
Like in stocks.
Okay.
Like, so it'll progressively get you more money.
Okay, that's a good one.
Plus, you'll have a lot of money in the first place just having all the stocks of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that's really smart, man.
Yeah.
That's really...
I bet no one wanted to hear that, but that's okay.
It's okay. No, you know what? Someone did. Okay. This is a question that I have been waiting to ask you for a long time, man.
Oh, Lord.
It's a great one. Okay, we can get into deep discussion about this if you want. What's your favorite plant?
Plant?
Yep.
My favorite plant?
Yep. Man's a fern.
Mine's probably a pine tree.
A pine tree? That's not a plant. That's a tree.
A tree's a plant, idiot.
A tree's not a plant.
A tree's a plant.
Yeah, you plant trees, but it's not a plant.
Then why would it be called a plant if you plant a tree?
It's not called tree plant. It's not called... Wait. It's not called... No, I'm right about this.
Okay, I don't about call, I don't call anything a rose plant. No, just call it a rose.
I don't call anything a plant tree. I just call it a tree. It's a tree.
I don't call a fern a plant. I don't call it a fern.
It's a plant because it has a stem and it's green and it's bendy. You can't bend a tree. That's what makes it a plant.
You're seriously so dumb.
No, no, I'm serious. Trees are not plant. You plant trees. You plant trees into the...
You're so wrong about this.
Okay, you know what? You know what? My ignorance is your oddity.
I'm looking this up right now.
No, please don't right now.
Is a tree a plant? The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Is a tree a plant? It's not a plant. No, okay, look.
Ryan, your definition of a plant isn't everything where...
Do trees come... Okay, stem, do trees stem come from seeds? Do trees come from seeds?
Yes!
Oh, I didn't know that.
Do you mean, like, what's your favorite crop?
No!
All right.
I didn't know trees came from seeds. Jen, that's a problem. Jen, I have a problem.
You have a major problem. Do you know what the seeds are on these trees? They're called acorns.
Oh my god, no.
Those are the seeds.
Acorns are seeds?
Yes, and so are pine cones.
Pine cones are not seeds.
They are seeds.
Dude, I seriously had
They're
no...
They're a bundle of seeds.
Dude, I seriously, like, literally, legitimately, honestly, 100% didn't think acorns had a purpose in the world or pine cones. I'm not even joking.
Besides squirrel food.
Yeah, literally. That's what I thought it did. I didn't know. Man, I'm just ignorant. Wow.
A tree is a perennial plant with an elongated stem or trunk. Okay. You even said the word stem.
I did say stem, but I thought...
A long, bendy green stem.
Okay. I didn't talk like that. A long, green, bendy stem. I didn't say that.
A tree's a plant.
Okay, whatever. You're right. Okay, you happy? You're right, Chandon. What's new, dude?
What's new?
That actually went way longer than I thought it would.
I love how we actually, like you didn't think, like, you didn't think it would actually go on for long. You're like, we can go into deep discussion about this.
Yeah, okay. Number 28. What food would you absolutely not, under any circumstances, eat? What food is, like, the worst food?
Poop?
That's not food, Chen.
It could be food.
Anything could be food.
Exactly.
An unborn fetus could be food.
Exactly.
I'm not going to eat it, but it's not... It didn't say, what wouldn't you eat that is edible? It said food. What food do you not like?
There's a fine line between food and absolutely disgusting things.
No. There's a difference between food
like
and things that are...
Like a carcass.
No, there's a difference between food and something that is edible. Do you understand? You understand what I'm saying? Well, there's...
Yes.
Well, it's also the same, but it's like...
That's what I'm saying. There's
food
a fine
is definitely,
line between
yeah.
Them. Because technically, there's like a Denmark like delicacy or something to where they take... matter of fact, I think... I don't know if our teacher talked about this in like... in science class like last year. Like, they take a dead... seal, okay?
Yeah?
And they stuff it with dead crows. They
stuff oh,
the
I remember
with
this.
The dead crows. And they put rocks on top of it and wait like 8 months. And then they eat it.
That's disgusting.
See, you see how okay. There's a fine line between...
Yeah, but like...
Okay, I'd never eat that. There you go.
No. Like, I guess, okay, let me rephrase the question.
I wouldn't eat a cactus.
Good yeah.
There you go.
Okay, cactus is... What food that you, like, normally see
okay.
That you wouldn't eat? Mine is definitely, like, seafood. I hate seafood.
Seafood's good.
I hate seafood. I hate, like, crab. I hate shellfish. I hate it all.
Have you tried it?
Well, I have, like, a special, like, allergy against it, you know? Like, shellfish, I'm allergic to shellfish. Don't look at me like you don't believe me. Your turn.
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts? You don't like Brussels sprouts?
I've never tried them, so.
Well, that's okay. It's better than a whale, or whatever you said.
I said a seal carcass.
Okay. Close. What is the best way to comfort you when you're having a really terrible day?
Probably give me money.
Well,
depends on who's trying to comfort me.
Yeah, that's true. Like, what about if...
Some people, I just want them to leave me alone. That's
so true. That is so true.
So,
like my mom and dad, like, get out of my way.
Like, get out of my room.
Like, everybody I come in contact with.
Leave me alone.
Okay, what about Taylor? Just spending time with you, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, okay. That's better, you know? Like it's always different when it's her, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I guess for me, like, yeah, definitely being with Abby a lot and playing.
You always want them, like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah. You know? Please have pity on me. I had a rough day of doing nothing.
Yeah.
I also like mindlessly playing video games.
Same.
Like, that's pretty, like, great. All right, next question. It's really great. I like how we're doing this, man.
Are we even recording anymore?
Yeah, we are. What?
Where's the thingy?
It's right here. It's right here, man.
I need to see it.
No, you don't need to see it. It's right there, man.
There we go. How far are we in this?
I'm not going to tell you.
Tell me!
No, okay? Has anything / anyone ever saved your life before? I guess if a Ford truck counts.
Has anything
ever saved your life before? I remember a story. I was in elementary school.
I'm probably going to say no.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's great. That's really good. Keep going because I've died. I almost died many times. What? Go ahead.
Well, when I was born.
Yeah. When I was born, like, I was like 3. Like, they took me because I had like a brain 10 thing.
Pounds, so.
Yeah.
I had a real good struggle.
It's okay. Hey, you don't remember it, so.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing that happened as a baby. But
my physical body remembers it because I have a flat head, so.
Well, you know, like, there's not pain in a flat head.
There is when you're wearing a football helmet. It hurts on this side and right here.
It hurts on, like, a diagonal on your head?
Yeah, it hurts like a...
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. I feel like a... Never mind. Continue your story.
Like a centaur or something.
That's the word I was going to say.
I know what you were going to say. Okay. Let me tell you this story, okay? And thanks for being on your phone while we're freaking doing a podcast. That's great.
My email.
Okay, great. Okay, look. Okay, so there was this one time in, like, first grade where I was eating, like chicken nuggets or something at, like, in the cafeteria. And I was like, you know, I normally choke on things. Like, I do, because I have a small esophagus, and it sucks sometimes. But I, like, it got caught, like, in my throat.
You need to chew more.
I know, I get really excited, because I get to eat food.
Food, all that.
Yeah, food, I don't know. It's food.
Food.
I like food. Anyway, so I started eating these chicken nuggets, and they got stuck. And this, like, lunch lady that I didn't like at all, I didn't want to acknowledge her, but I was like, I'm really choking and I don't want to die, so.
It's worth it.
I was like, I literally looked at her, I was like, I'm choking! Like, and she was like, drink some milk, and I was like, okay! Like, it hurt so bad. So I drank the milk, and then it just, like, went down, and I was like, I thought that was the biggest thing. I, like, grabbed her hand and I was like, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Like, I thought it was the best thing. Like, she was like, I hated her before that, but, like, after that I was like, thankful. Be nice to your lunch ladies. Number 31, would you ever adopt a child?
Oh, gosh. Well, Taylor wants an adopted child, so.
Really?
Probably not going to go on this topic.
Why?
Because they're going to be too expensive.
They're people, though, Channon.
Okay, you want me to adopt 10,000 children?
Okay, no, I'm not saying
just
that.
Just because they're people?
They're not like, okay, I...
See where I'm coming from?
Next question.
What if we're poor, huh?
Next question.
I would try. I would really try. I would love an adopted child.
What if we're poor, huh? What if we're poor,
I would love an adopted child if we could afford it, yes. Yes,
there I don't. You, go. I, you know, I don't think I want adopted children. I want like my own children.
Of course, I want my own children, but like.
But
the,
I think
there are those families who've had like, oh, we've had like four kids, and like they just adopt a child.
Yeah, but wouldn't that child like feel left out? Like, this is not my real family.
Probably not.
That's really yeah. I guess if you do, if you, I guess especially if you do it right,
the last one.
Yeah, I guess know? I guess if you do it right, then yeah. They won't feel neglected.
I guess if you pump enough money into them, they'll be fine.
Oh my gosh, no!
Sorry.
What? Oh crap, my phone thing did. What is one thing you're embarrassed to admit you want to try?
I want to try?
Yeah. That's a toughie, because everything I'm thinking of is,
not appropriate.
Yeah, not appropriate. But I don't want to try any of that. Like, it's just like, I've known people that have tried many things. Yeah, that's not good. You know, I've always wanted to try, like, one of those, like, like a cocktail.
A margarita?
Like, because, like, Abby, like, sips off of her parents.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like... restaurants and stuff, and she's like, ooh, it feels so, like, good going down your throat, and I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Like, what do you mean?
I was like, I want to experience that, but I also don't want to.
It comforts your throat.
Yeah, but she says it burns, but it's like a good burn? I'm just so confused.
It's called carburation.
Yeah, I know, and Dr. Pepper does that. Mm-mm, Dr. Pepper, mm. Okay. What's yours? Do you have any? If not, we can move on.
I can't think of anything, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. If you were a cake, which cake would you be? Dr. Pepper cake. That's easy for me. I think if you were a cake, you'd be like red velvet or something.
Yeah, I think it'd be red velvet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What is the most important material possession you have and why?
The most important material?
I think anything that we paid for, you know?
Yeah,
if
like,
you don't
like,
pay...
like define, like, mean, like, most expensive, or, like, thing that
means the most to you. Like, if like, thing got destroyed, you'd be like, what the heck? That was my thing. It's mine!
It's mine.
Give it!
I like it.
I like it! You ruined it!
Ruined it.
You ruined it. You know, I'd probably... This is horrible. But, you know, I paid for my TV. And I think,
was going to say my Xbox.
Yeah, like...
just because I love
think
it.
I, that's definitely a material possession.
Yeah.
Like, and I paid for it. So, yeah. Like, I don't... It's different when you don't pay for something. Yeah. And you're just like, yeah, this... Yeah. Yeah. When you pay for something, it's like, that's mine.
Or my Mac. Because yeah. It was like $1,700.
So. Yeah. Because you paid
my
for
whole
it.
Summer on
see,
this.
My parents like gave this as a gift for me, so it's like.
So you left a huge dent in it.
No, I didn't. That was because of the wreck.
I'm joking.
I didn't do anything.
Why don't you take care of it more, Ryan?
Oh my gosh. Okay. What is the most important memory you have, and why?
Just too many, dude. You can't really.
Yeah,
pull
that's,
one
a,
out.
That's a, okay. What's one of them? You know, one of them for me was that I think. I remember specifically a day that... Let's do one with us. Let's
yeah.
do one with us.
Yeah.
That's appropriate. One for us. You go. Do you have one?
By throwing a rock at your head.
Oh my gosh, that was horrible. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This is a very rememberable memory.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that real good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's literally, like, embedded in my head. Like, not even joking. I have a mark from it.
You have a scar.
Yeah, it's literally in my head. Like, literally. If I... You know, there is so many.
Go into the sewers.
Yeah, that's a great one. I'm just, like, trying to, like, go back and, like, picture things in my head. This is a toughie. Because we've done so much
It's ridiculous.
It's like literally ridiculous. Okay, Okay, I would say one of ours, because there's so many, but one of ours is we had that laugh fight or whatever, like where we would both like Shannon would start laughing and I would start laughing and then it'd just like be this uproarious like laughter and then teachers would be like, "What the heck are they doing?" Like, but we would just be laughing and having a good time. It was, or no, you know what? Us in Bible class. No, us trying not to laugh at us stuff. Us
trying not to laugh.
Yeah, and we've gone into that.
Other people.
At other people's failures and misery.
No. Probably just something you said in Bible class and just trying to contain it. And it hurts so bad, but it feels so good at the same time.
Oh, it does. It's so freaking funny. It freaking does. And I, oh my goodness. If I could go back to Bible class for like, you know, I've always wanted to, like, if, like, after you die, you go up into heaven, and God's like, "Hey, I have a tape for you."
And I'm like, your memories. Scroll through
them. Here's all the funniest moments that you've been through.
You can relive them.
Like, oh my gosh, if I could watch all of my funniest moments, like, if I had that on tape, it'd be the best thing ever. Oh, that brings up another story. So I was at college and I was like in our like you know, like our eating area, and there's this girl named Madison, right, and her parents like came to visit for the weekend I guess, and like I saw her parents, and her mom was like, "Hi Ryan, how's it going?" And her dad was holding a video camera, and he was like looking at the video camera like, and I was like, "Are you recording me right now?" like I was like. You know that feeling when someone, like, records you and, like, you don't know them? You know what? That never happens to people because that never happens. Yeah. But, like, I was like, I think he's recording me. So it turns out that I talked to her about it and, like, her dad, like, carries a camera around and, like...
Records people?
Records everything. Like, everything. And they, like, rewatch it at Christmas. I don't know, man. It's a little weird, but, you know, it's fine. It's cool. Okay. When was the last time you cried? Dude, if I am completely honest with you, the last time I cried, completely honest, right before you came over today.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Tonight was like, I don't know, something happened.
Mine was... We can go into that, but... Probably a month ago.
What was it about, man?
I forget. Okay. Probably school. Probably yeah. The whole school thing.
Yeah, dude, it sucks. Yeah. And, like, what mine was about was, like, I don't know, like, the wreck. And, like, Abby's dad was, like, driving a little bit too, like, hectically. I guess he was stressed out or something. And it freaked me out. And, like, ever since the wreck, I've been, like so scared. Like, of, like, driving. And it just, like, got to me. And I was like, oh, I'm so scared. Like, I was so scared. Anyway, yeah. Like, literally right before this.
That's good.
That's weird. Yeah, crying is... You know what? Crying is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And, like, I always feel better afterwards. It's just great.
Except you cry, laugh, and think all in the same day, it's a full day.
Where'd you hear that from?
Jimmy Valvano.
Okay. How old was your mother when she had you?
My mother was 30.
My mom was, I have no clue.
You don't know?
I think she might have been
How old's your mom?
I don't know. That's the thing.
How old are you?
I forget. I think it was, how old is your mom?
I'm assuming 48.
I think my mom was like in her like late 20s when she had me. Yeah. Probably.
Since you're the first kid, then yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because you're like the last.
Because my mom was 26 when she had
Lauren. Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. Okay. Which famous person would you like to be BFFs with?
Ooh.
Oh, man, I have a lot.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'd love to be best friends with Will Ferrell. Andy Samberg,
Bunch of comedians.
And a bunch of comedians, yeah. John Mulaney, Louis C.K. No, but if you could be best friends with the one. This brings up another point.
God dear, dude. Probably a singer.
Yeah?
Cause,
like T-Swift? Or M. Trainor? Huh? Megan Trainor?
No, dude.
I have a real problem with her. I don't.
They would just write about me.
What?
They would just sing about me.
You just want songs? Is that
no,
what you really want?
No,
songs
I don't,
written about
because
you?
They'd sing bad about me.
Oh, yeah. He's my friend, but he's kind of ugly. Dude, what the heck?
Dude, what the heck, man? Wow, would you look at there?
You write songs about everything. There's a ladybug, and I'm looking at it. Like, that's.
Wow, would you look at that? I'm topping the charts again.
That's great. It's not about you. It's literally called. It's not about you at all. It's literally called Chandon. Like, that's literally your
Chandon
album name.
Right.
It's called My First and Last Name. Like, that's what it's called. Imbecile. No, I want to talk about something.
What?
I want to talk about Justin Bieber for a second.
Ooh.
What are your feelings toward Justin Bieber right now?
I don't know, dude. Because, like, everyone has his view about it. You either love him or you hate him, you know?
Dude, I used to hate him. But, like, I was watching Ellen, right?
Yeah.
Like, some YouTube clips. And, like,
I just have some mixed feelings about him.
Yeah, I know, but, like,
I feel like he is one of those people who, like, who just vandalizes things all the time.
Well, he did pee in a bucket once.
Yeah, who hasn't?
Yeah, that's true. Who hasn't? You know what? Who hasn't?
Who hasn't peed on anything once?
Yeah, literally,
who,
like,
hasn't peed, like, off a 3-story building?
Yeah,
like,
man.
Ever.
Seriously.
It's great.
I peed on my dog one time. What?
What?
I'm just kidding. But he peed in a bucket. Everybody pees in a bucket. Okay, so he was on Ellen, right?
Yeah.
And he was talking about, like, it was so funny. Like he was, like apparently a picture of his junk went out on the internet or something.
Yeah.
And, like, he was, like, in Cancun or something on an island. And, like, he walked out and it was out. And he was, and Ellen was like, who's that girl in the background? And, like, in like, the house. And he was like, oh, she's just a friend. She's just a friend. And she was like, ah, she sounds more like more of a friend because your pants were off there. And he's like, stop, you're embarrassing me. Like, and he was like, oh, just shut up. Like, I don't know. I think, I don't know. He can be a douchebag, but I think he's like,
yeah.
I think he knows he is and he tries to accept it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think he's growing on me. Or maybe I just like Ellen.
Ellen's great.
I'm Ellen.
I'm Ellen. I'm Dory.
Dude, she gives away free things.
It's like Oprah.
No, have you seen... Like, she gives away, like, free things. And, like, people freak out. Like, if there's, like, these little bells that ring that mean, like, she's about to give away something.
Ooh, the bell!
And literally everybody in the audience is like, oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Like, it's like literally Jesus came back. Like they're so excited to get a $200 gift card to Sears or something. Like,
what do you think? But that's a lot of money.
It's like, oh, my God! Like, they're like, freaking out.
$10 to Starbucks.
No. Yeah, seriously, though. Like, but I guess I would be freaked out, too. I guess
$200
so.
$200 to Sears.
I'm going to Sears! Like, Sears is not that great of a store.
You just buy freaking, like, washers and dryers. That's all you buy there.
Literally, you could... Wait, I thought Sears was, like, a clothing store.
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
No,
Sears
it's not.
Used to be everything.
It's not, yeah.
Sears used to be Walmart, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure Sears was, like, used to be everything.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Okay. Okay, here we go.
I haven't been to Sears in a long time. Is Sears in the mall?
Yeah, it's in the mall. It's in the mall. I went recently with a friend to try to pick out a gift for Abby. Okay, is there something you wish you had said sorry for but never did? Is it too late now to say sorry?
Because
I'm missing more than just your body.
Your bod.
Ooh, woo, woo, woo. Ooh, woo, woo, woo.
No.
No?
Nope.
Really? Wow. I'm sure there's some.
There probably is. a couple. I just can't think of them.
Oh, I know there's a lot. I mean, I've offended so many people. Like, I'm really trying to think of one.
I've offended so many
people. No, like, there's, like, this brings up a weird point, but, like, tonight, Abby was like, I'm going to scare my dad. And like, we got to hide behind the car. And, like, her dad was walking out to the car. And she jumped out, but she didn't know that there was a car behind her. And the car had to slam on her brakes. And like, you could see her in the window. She was like, ah! Like, she was freaking out. And Abby was like, oopsie. I'm like, you almost, like, you could have gotten hit.
You almost died?
Like, that's, yeah, you're kind of lucky. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Yeah, but that's it.
Next question.
Next question, and Chandon, our last question.
Our last.
Is there anything I can do that'll make your heart rest easier? Your life run smoother? No. What?
Probably the universal answer, more money.
Okay, I can't give you more money. What can I do to make your life
better? Oh,
what
can you do? I think you just meant in general.
No! We get it. You like money, okay? Jeez.
Probably come to my house more often.
Okay, that's true. Hey, you offered to come. You're like, you know, I was really happy that you did that. Did you think I was happy? Because I was happy.
I know you're happy.
I was like,
because you always like your house.
Do you not like my house? Does it smell bad? Does it smell bad?
No, that's not
it. Oh my gosh, that's my worst fear, that someone will come over and think my house smells bad. Because I've literally been to houses that smell like cat piss. Like, yeah. I'm not even joking. I will use that word. It smelled like cat piss. Clean your house.
Clean your
like,
home.
Like, literally, it's horrible.
I can understand, like, where the cat litter is. Like that it smells like cat piss in there. But, like, because, I mean, it's supposed to. That's where the cat pisses. So,
like, literally, I couldn't stay at this person's house. Because I couldn't, like, fall asleep because I was wheezing because of the cat piss fumes. Like, I literally couldn't. Like, I couldn't. Like, you know when you walk into a house, you're like, yep, this is a cat piss home. I know it. This is a cat piss home.
Any cat owner.
No.
So my house too.
No. Your house is not a cat piss home. Cat piss homes are like, you know it when you smell it. Because everybody has that distinctive smell. Casey is a perfect example. If you could smell Casey's clothes without knowing it was Casey's clothes, you know it was Casey's house. Yeah. Because Casey has a specific smell. Not a cat.
Everyone has that distinctive, like, well, and I'm, like, extremely specific about it. I was like.
Taylor has one.
Like Abby has one. I can literally pick up someone's clothes that I know. I'd be like, I know whose clothes these are.
Yeah, I could, like, Tanner Hilton, I'd probably know. Like. I probably know.
Probably point that out.
Like, that's a good,
and,
like...
And I haven't been to his house in, like, 3
yeah,
years.
Yeah, seriously. And I can definitely point out that cat piss smell. It's freaking...
In my house, huh?
No! This is a kid in elementary school, man. Not your house! Yeah, I don't go to Janet's house because it smells like cat piss, and I can't sleep at his house.
You can't sleep at his home because cat piss fumes.
No,
because
you have, like, a king bed? Like, it's way bigger than a...
It takes up my whole room. Sometimes I don't like it.
So, mine is come to your house. What could you do for me? Let's see. I actually want to do this freaking podcast, man.
I do like doing it. Sometimes I just don't...
What time we at? I'm going to sit on the floor so no one can hear me. I'm going to sit on the floor so no one can... I don't know.
I do like doing it, okay?
Good. It's fun. It's really fun. Yeah.
We lost, like, a half viewer now.
Yeah, man.
Great.
Me. I'm like, hey, the podcast is up. No response. Whatever, man. That's fine. That's cool.
I do respond.
Cool. I'm just kidding. If you could do one thing that would help me out, it's to stop. Dude, you really have to stop shooting horses in the neck, okay? I can't stand it when you do that. I Okay, well, I guess it's Christmas now.
Yeah.
So, like...
We did not talk any bit about Christmas at all.
I mean, we can talk about Christmas at this little... We can end on a Christmas note.
No.
On a Christmas note. But it's Christmas, and this is our, like, Christmas special. I guess it had nothing to do with Christmas, but it's a little longer, I think. So,
yeah,
it was a little bit longer because I had to poop last week. So, you get, like, 15 extra minutes, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
There we go.
But, yeah, there you go. There's a little nugget for you. And we got a new, like, little Christmas graphic that I made. Shannon, you haven't seen it yet. It's pretty cool.
Graphic?
Yeah, a graphic.
I like graphics.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, check us out on, the iTunes. Yeah, check us out on the iTunes. I think next week we're going to talk about, failures. There's a little extra for you. We're going to talk about failures, right?
There's lots of failures in my life.
Yeah, seriously. Like, me and Shannon and our friend Casey, our best friend Casey, tried to make a movie, and we have all these clips, and yeah.
That didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
We still have all the videos, but...
They didn't, but we'll talk about... we'll talk about that next week, okay? That was our little tease. That's a little tease, even though there's nothing to be toasted about.
Toasted?
Like the... Teasing. The future tea? There's nothing to... Whatever, okay? Yeah. Email us at askbuddyspeak@gmail.com. We still haven't gotten any questions.
Any emails.
We literally answered 40, so I guess that's fine. That's okay. Rate us on iTunes. Just tell us what you think. Yeah.
And share.
I
don't know how you did Seriously, that, but
share this with other people. And yeah.
Share your love. It's great.
That's going to be it for us this week on Buddy Speak. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week, hopefully, if we're not lazy.
Bye.